Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. Each week, this show offers pragmatic and purposeful tools for healing, personal growth, empowerment, and connection in your now. Demystify the mystical with your host, Dee, as she brings you practical spirituality.
Hello, everybody. This is your host, Dee, owner and healing practitioner at Now Age Wellness, starting our show tonight for practical spirituality. It's a beautiful, beautiful evening here on the island of St. Croix. We're just around the tail end of sunset here, so the sky is filled with beautiful colors. And we're watching another day move into its quiet hours. I've got a couple things to update you guys on. For one, I am so very excited to announce a Reiki intensive. We're going to do Reiki levels 1 and 2 as a 4-day workshop. This workshop will be happening on Maui. Yes, that's Maui, Hawaii, not on the island of St. Croix. We will announce one of these coming up for St. Croix in 2018 as well. There'll be 4 days of intensive learning, and I'm not kidding about the intense part, because we'll be raising your vibrations. And as we raise your vibrations, it's going to require that you're ready to let go of the things you don't need anymore, and that we're going to put you in a place where you can truly welcome in what it is you truly desire in life. Level 1 Reiki is really considered self-Reiki. You learn how to practice healing yourself with the power of this healing energy. And you also, in level 2, will move on to working with others. So by the time you're done with this intensive, you will be empowered with the ability to bring yourself back into balance within your own energetic system. And then you'll also be empowered to help your friends and family or begin working professionally if that's something you'd like to do. Really excited about it. I can't wait. It's going to be in a beautiful space out in Maui. If you guys want details on that, drop me a PM or check out the website, www.nowagewellness.com. That's where you can register. Also, tomorrow is Wednesday. Wednesday is one of my favorite days of the week. I used to dread it, so I started doing our midweek wisdom oracle card fun. You can join me for that on Facebook. We'll post a couple cards on the backside. You can pick out the one you're attracted to. And later in the day, we'll post the message and wisdom that card is carrying for you. Super fun, really nice way to check in with your guides without having to direct too much of your energy in that direction. That said, we're doing a couple really fun classes right now here on St. Croix. We've got one more week of Crystals 101. We're learning lots and lots and lots about using the healing power of stones, the innate vibration within stones to support our minds, bodies, and spirits. And we just finished, I want to say congratulations to a level 1 Reiki class that completed their training yesterday. You guys did a really great job. It was kind of a rough one, I think, overall, where we really had to work up the courage to call forth what it is we really wanted to deal with. Yeah, this is truly a requirement if you want to get the most out of your training, is that you'd be willing to ask the questions you want the answers to. As usual, I forgot to give you guys the call-in number. If you'd like to call in and join the conversation, or I do have some cards nearby if you'd like a reading on air, number is 619-924-9710. You can always drop me a PM. I am on my computer here as well. With all of that in mind, it's time to jump into today's topic. I really had no idea what I was going to talk about today, and I've gone back and forth, and that's why you guys didn't see an announcement about today's show. And then I have one of my students to thank, who asks specifically for tips on staying grounded when you're super busy. Yeah, this is a really great topic. It's of tremendous importance. And as we go through the show, I hope you'll realize why. Yeah. So the first thing we have to do is cover what it means to be grounded. This means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So what does it mean to be grounded? In its simplest form, being grounded means connected to your here and now. It means being in the present moment. Yeah. As one of the most amazing things that we do as human beings, as these amazing creative creatures that we are, is we try to be somewhere other than where we are. Right? If you are someone who likes to be in the future, yeah, this means that you're constantly asking what's coming next, what's going to happen 3 days from now. If I do this, what's going to happen? This is a surefire way to welcome stress, anxiety, and apprehension. Yeah. And there are those of us who get stuck in the past of what happened yesterday, of a conversation you had, of an argument that happened, of you purchased something and you're not sure if it was the right thing, even though you have it anymore, have it now. You know, there is so often and so easy to get stuck in past experiences, be that a minute ago, a day ago, or when you were a small child. Yes, so when we're talking about being grounded, we're talking about bringing all of your energy back into the present moment. And that is your place of power. When we're not grounded, and you guys probably all know someone in the new age community, not the now age, right? But the new age community who you've met, who's kind of stuff happens to all of us where we lose that connection, or that connection weakens, our connection to the earth, I mean, yeah? And this is when we hit our heads on the cabinets. This is when we walk into the walls that have been there for years, right, in your home. This is when you think you have clearance to get through a doorway, but actually you don't. This is when things happen like you start leaving your cell phone everywhere, or you start misplacing your wallet or your keys. Yeah. These are things that we do when we're not present. These are things that we do when we have lost our sense of being grounded in our present reality. And you know, when you think about it, guys, when the classic image of someone who's not grounded is an airhead, right? That language that we use to describe it is not an accident. They're definitely not an earthhead, okay? Because they're not connected to the earth. They're not connected to the ground. And they're carrying so much air tomorrow. But that hasn't happened yet. It doesn't even exist. And if I come bring myself back to it, I'm just sitting here at my computer right now. Right? Everything's okay in this moment. And in every moment as we go through life, you'll find that if you stay present, everything is always okay. It's one of the coolest things once you make that connection in a way that can't be broken. So, what are some things that we can do? It's funny when, as we get busy, yeah, I believe it's Deepak. And this can
Are you tired of feeling stuck? Are you ready to feel healthy, clear, and grounded? Is it time to feel like yourself again? Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of Best American Healers. If you answered yes to any of the questions that I just asked, NowAgeWellness.com can help. Danita Nicole, also known as Dee, is a spiritually based healing practitioner who founded Now Age Wellness. Dee has trained under master teachers to perfect her healing techniques. I personally recommend Dee if you are looking to reclaim yourself in more ways than one. Learn more about Dee's services at nowagewellness.com and let your healing begin.